Hi, everyone. This is Eliza, and I am here with
AJ.
And this is our second episode of Super Pussy. Tonight, we are going to be discussing our best, whether it be, we have actually a list of our best, and we're going to go from that. We're going to start with just best outright sex, just straight guy-on-girl sex. And I'm going to tell you about my best experience, and then AJ will tell you about hers, and then we'll just kind of go down the line. My best sex with a man ever, hands down, happened about a month or two ago with my husband. I always ask that he be very rough with me, and he's always not. He tries, but he can't quite let himself go. And it was a situation where it was the afternoon, the kids were not here, and I could be as loud as I wanted, and I was so loud. And he was grabbing my hair. He was laying behind me and fucking me. And I had my leg that was on top kind of hooked back around him. And he's rubbing my clit, and he's fucking me from behind. And he's got his other hand ripping my hair right at the base.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Do you think you getting to be as loud as you wanted spurs him on? Does it turn him on more?
I really think it does.
Okay.
I really think it does. And he just, he kept going, and it was just phenomenal. And I came quite a few times, and I was just astounded because of the level of stamina that he was showing. And finally he was like, fuck this, and threw me onto my back and just put my legs up on his shoulders and just pounded the hell out of me, and I'm screaming and just, I love to be loud, and I don't get to be very often. And it was just absolutely wonderful, and he came and he just collapsed. He was so incredibly exhausted, and we both were, and it was hands down the best sex of my life. There wasn't anything necessarily, you know, taboo or bizarre or anything about it, but it was just, it was the definition of good.
Yeah, sometimes just a good primal fucking is what you need. And
primal is the perfect word. Perfect.
Where did he come?
In my pussy.
Okay. A lot? Did you leak for a long time?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Yeah, mine's that same sort of primal thing, which I think, you know, I think on the whole, women want that. We want to be taken. We want to be possessed.
You said on the whole. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Carry on.
But I think most women, and I think, you know, women that are listening, if you can weigh in, I think that we would all agree, we want to be taken. We want to be possessed. We want that little bit of roughness. Sometimes some women want it a little bit more, and some women, like you and I, want a whole lot of it. Mine was actually nothing real rough, except that the fucking got pretty, pretty hard. But, it was a lover that I had right after my divorce, and we had been kind of eyeing my dining room table for some time. And finally, we decided after I had been giving him a blowjob for a while, and he's like, how about the dining room table? And I said, you took the words right out of my mind. So I laid on there, and he like fingered my clit for a while. And then, he just slowly, I had my legs up on his shoulders, and he just slowly slid inside me. And he was super tall. So, it was like the perfect height for us. And then he grabbed my phone and started recording, which, you know, as an exhibitionist adds a whole nother level of yum to it. And then he just like slowly, you know, it's that real painful, slow, but so good. And they like pull out, and the head's right at the opening to your cunt, and then they slam in. Ugh. And so he just teased me a lot, and there was no rhythm at first, and it was just different speeds and depth and hardness. And then I was like right on the edge and he stopped and then he just let loose and just started fucking me really hard. And I came like 3-4 times in a row. I mean, just gushing everywhere. It was, thank God we'd put a towel down because it got good and wet.
People have to eat on that table.
Exactly, exactly. So yeah, that was just really, really intense, and great, great sex. It was, really worked well for both of us. At some point, the phone went flying because we were both so into it. But I will say that many nights, because it was a long distance relationship, we only got to see each other every few weeks. And, there was many nights that I watched that little video clip and got off. So, but anyway, tell me about your best blowjob.
Oh, best blowjobs. Okay. This was a long time ago. It was at a party and there was this guy who I'd kind of crushed on for a long time. And it was one of those situations where I couldn't tell you how it ended up happening, but at some point he was sitting next to me and I had my hand in his pants. And then we went into this, it wasn't even another room, it was like in a semi-finished basement, and there was a wall that divided the room.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the other side of the wall, and it was the first time I'd ever given a blowjob.
Oh.
And it the thing that made it so awesome to me was he was this really macho, just kind of, you know, a dude's dude. And he was standing there and I was on my knees, and probably 2 minutes into it, he was like, I can't do this. I gotta lay down. And I was just kind of like, yes. Score one for me. I was really fucking proud of myself, especially being as I knew he was experienced and I was not. So that made it very, And the fact that there were people in the next room, and they knew what was going on behind that wall.
Right. So, question: Had you watched much porn or anything at this point that you'd seen, kind of, or talked with girlfriends, or I mean,
I knew how it was done. Like, it wasn't like I was like, oh, scary penis, you know?
Right.
It wasn't, and I did have a solid dose of liquid courage in me.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, I don't think it would have ever happened. I wouldn't have had the balls to even approach him. Like, he was that guy, you know?
Right, right.
But just bringing him to his fucking, not to his knee, but to his back.
Mm-hmm.
And he raked his nails down my back up my back as I was sucking him.
Mm-hmm.
And he came so fucking hard. Like, that was one of the only times in my life I have gagged on cum because it shot so hard at the back of my throat. And I was just like, you know, it just kind of caught me off guard.
Right.
And the extra awesome thing about it was he came back for round two about an hour later.
Wow.
And that time I told him, you need to tell me when you're going to come.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, because I don't want to, you know, I don't want that to happen again. And then there were several rounds after that. Side note to that story, there were some rounds of that took place in some bizarre places that I'm not even going to get into because that's a whole discussion in and of itself.
Yeah, we'll have another episode with bizarre places.
Yeah. So tell me yours. Tell me yours.
Mine's actually naughty AJ. It was after hours at work, and I'd been kind of flirting back and forth with a coworker, and we'd kind of, you know, joked about doing stuff. And I was working late one night, and he texted or called. He called. He had driven by and saw my car there. And he's like, how long are you going to be there? And I was like, oh, a while yet. And I said, maybe you should come see me. And he goes, well, maybe I will. And then he texted me and told me he was out there. So I went and let him in, and we went into one of the rooms, and First, he had me bend over the conference room table, and he spanked me and fingered my ass. And I came a few times, and that was really hot. But then, you know, what I really wanted was to give him a blowjob. And it was that same thing where I was down on my knees and going, and I got the, I gotta sit down thing. And you're right. That is a power play right there. When
it
you
is.
Know.
You're on your knees, but you hold every bit of the power.
Absolutely.
Every bit.
Absolutely. And, you know, we'd had enough texting conversations that, it was obvious that he'd paid attention to things that I wanted, because pretty soon his fingers were in my hair and he was, you know, kind of thrusting his cock up into my mouth and pushing my head down. And I had said I'd always wanted to do that, but no guys had ever done that. So that was, pretty hot. And, you know, it just went on for a while and it was just really hot. You know, it was like, we shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
For several reasons, we shouldn't be doing this. but then, and then he came and it was a nice, decent load. It wasn't anything that made me gag or anything, but, and to this day, he says it was the best blowjob he's ever had.
Right.
He's tried for a repeat, but I haven't gone there for a couple of reasons. So
I think we need to add a little bit of clarification to this,
mm-hmm.
just because neither one of us mentioned this because we just assume it's implied, but a lady never spits.
No.
Just saying.
Yeah.
But we've also discussed that we're not ladies, but still we don't spit.
I just think it's a waste and I think it's rude and.
It is. It's rude. And it's, if it's already in your mouth, it's less effort to swallow it.
Yeah. I had one friend, and actually that will be when we do the girl on girl. It's actually, oh no, it wasn't that girl. A different girl. Slut that I am.
One of the many.
But, I gave her a break because she actually would physically get ill like a half an hour later. She had some sort of allergic reaction.
Oh, God.
To come. She had no problems with swallowing, but if she did, she would end up puking. And not right away, not like she was gagging, but later.
Just didn't sit right with her.
Yeah, so she wouldn't even take it in her mouth. She would just have them come on her.
I would have spent a lot of time vomiting in college. Just saying. Where are we going next? Are we going to go girl? I think we should go girl.
Okay, we'll go girl.
Well, you go first.
Okay. Well, so I kind of went back and forth on this one, and I really have two, and then when I was forced to choose, I went with the one that had a new experience for me, which mm-hmm. made it somewhat hotter, even though I cared more about the other girl.
Mm-hmm.
But this was last October, and I met up with a girl considerably younger than me, very hot, very, very attractive, very sexy. And it was kind of one of those slow going, wasn't even sure it was going to go anywhere. And then we climbed into bed, PJs on and everything, and we were just laying there talking and started cuddling and snuggling, and my hands started wandering, and I was like, oh, she's not going to stop me. I'm definitely going for it. So, and it was the first time that we had met. We talked for a long time, but we hadn't actually met until mm-hmm. then. And so my hands started wandering, and then she moaned, and I was like, ha ha, she's mine. And so it was so freaking hot and intense, and I went down on her, and I think I was probably at it for a good 30, 40 minutes. She tasted so good. She was completely smooth and just so into it and very orgasmic. And then I started fingering her while I was sucking her clit. And it was one, then two, then three, then four, and then my fist was inside her. And
oh, wow.
Yeah. And that was just, I know some people are like, ew, but, you know, she
I mean, she can take it.
She had no problems taking it, and she was, like, begging for it, basically. And I knew we had talked about it, so I knew she had done it, but I didn't really think about that I would be doing that. And it was just super, super hot. And she came, oh my God, so much during that. And whew. And then I kind of fell back after that. I was exhausted. I was at it for a long time, and it was pretty intense. And then she returned the favor. There was no fisting, but it's something I would like to try sometime, but I'm not real convinced that it's something I'll be able to do.
I don't think I could.
I have, you know, bought toys that have been too big, so the thought of being able to get an entire hand, just not real sure about that.
Yeah.
So, I'm good with two fingers. I don't even like three fingers. I like two. That's perfect.
Yeah, it depends on my mood.
Yeah. So, but that was definitely a very, very hot experience, and, a good night.
Like
good night. Good sex. So.
Did you guys ever have any other encounters?
Nope. Just the one. Just the one.
And sometimes that makes it twice as hot.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Then you just have that memory of that one really awesome time.
Yeah. So, and it was kind of, I think I kind of knew that that's what it was going to be, because she was in a relationship and he wasn't entirely sure how he felt about it. And I think once we were together and it was so hot and so awesome, he was pretty sure that, yeah, he was not okay with that. So I'm like, that's okay. We got our one in. And
exactly.
I don't have any regrets for having that experience. So, but what was yours? Actually, I know, but our listeners
I think a lot of men might know. I can't remember how much.
Yeah, but
I know
you
I
haven't told. You haven't done it in audio form. So.
No. It was actually almost exactly a month ago. Here's a little backstory, just real quick. Me and a friend of mine, we had been together once before. And she, in the midst of me having her on all fours and pounding her pussy with three fingers and licking her ass, she moaned her husband's name.
Yeah.
I stopped immediately. I was done. I got up. I put my clothes on. I left the room. And that had been a couple years ago. So we went out about a month ago and had some drinks and dinner and went to the theater and all this wonderful stuff. And came back to my house, and again, a good dose of liquid courage does me well. I mentioned to her that I had never forgiven her for moaning her husband's name. And she laughed, and she said, well, why? I said, because I was the one putting in the work, I was the one making you feel that good, and you called me his name. And she laughed and joked that maybe we needed a do-over. Well, that theme carried on through the rest of the night, and we had a couple more drinks and hung out and talked, and I can't remember. Oh, I told her, I said, for what it's worth, you have the best tasting pussy I've ever tasted.
Mm.
And as soon as I said that, she was like, I think it's time to go to bed. So we went to bed and we were laying in bed just facing each other and both in our jammies. And she was looking at me and she said, she was kind of stroking my arm and she said, what do you want? And I was like, what do you mean? She said, what do you want? I said, I want you. She said, but what do you want? Tell me what you want. And I said, I want to kiss you. So she kissed me. And then, you know, things just progressed from there, hands wandering and,
mm-hmm.
you know, clothing coming off. And the thing that made it so unbelievably hot was the first time we were together. She had initiated that. But I was very much the more experienced one with women at that point, and I kind of took charge of everything. She has apparently gained a load of experience in the last couple years, and she was very demanding. Not demanding, that kind of seems like a negative word, but very aggressive.
Yeah, she knew what she wanted.
Yeah, she every time something would change up, she would say, you know, what do you want? What do you want to do? What do you want me to do?
She was assertive.
And yes, yes. And she, if I said, you know, oh God, that feels so good, she would go, what feels good? And she made me tell her very specifically everything.
Hot.
And that,
that's
oh, that was hot. Just so unbelievably hot. She was down on me, and I was like, I want you. I want you. I want, and she was like, you want what? And I was like, I want you. And she was like, what do you want? And I was like, I want your pussy on my mouth. And she straddled my face. And, oh, Lord, I'm not a fan of 69. I'm not. But that was so fucking hot. Just unbelievably hot. And she, I'm multiple. Like, I can go quite a few times. Especially, you know, just depending on the mood. She would get to the point where, you know, I would be like down on her and just going to town and, you know, just loving her taste and her scent and everything. And she would be like, no, my turn, my turn. And she would make me stop. And when she finally did come, I then understood why she kept making me stop, because she's a one and done. Like, she came and I don't think I even had my fingers out of her, and she was asleep.
Fucked her asleep.
But we went through two sets of batteries that night.
Wow.
It was about 3 hours worth of just, you know, we would make out, and then she would go down on me, and then I would go down on her, and then we'd kiss again, and then we'd just, you know, play with each other's pussies. And, oh, she gets so wet, and she's so, and she has, well, she doesn't always have, but that night had, like, full bush. And I'm not used to that. And I really liked it.
Really?
Yeah. And I had kind of expectations for the evening. So that led me to believe that she had absolutely no expectations for the evening, or she wouldn't have been rocking the, you know, winter bush. But I liked it. I really liked it. I don't know. It just, I don't know what it is.
I think it goes back to that primal thing. It's the natural, state of things. And I think knowing that she had no expectations probably played into it mentally for you too, that it was just that passionate and hot and, yeah.
It was. Oh, God, it was.
Hey, the bush is fine as long as you don't have to stop and fish out pubic hairs.
And I don't remember having to, so I must have been all good.
That's good.
I did have to jump up in the morning and hide the toys that were strewn about the room, but it was too late. They'd already been seen.
Oops.
Oopsie.
Oh, well.
Oh, God. Every time I fucking think about that, good Lord.
Yeah.
All right. So we've covered straight. We've covered girl. We've covered oral. We've not covered anal.
Yep. Are you going to go? Are you going to go?
No, you can go. You can go.
Well, I'm relatively new at the whole anal thing. I've only been doing it a couple years. But from my first experience on, I absolutely love it. I get frickin' primal as hell. I, like, my head basically starts to spin around and I just start screaming. And I always want it hard. And the two guys that I had been with, just the first one, was afraid of hurting me, and the other one just, I think once he got going very hard, he got too excited. And so I was with another guy, that basically all we had ever done was fuck. That would be the guy that I was telling you about earlier tonight.
Uh-huh.
And so he came over and we had fucked for a while, and then he's like, what do you want? And, you know, it was that whole tell him what you want thing.
Mm-hmm.
And and I just kind of moan, and he's like, tell me what you want. I'm like, I want you in my ass. And so, I'd already had a toy in for a while, and he'd been kind of playing with the toy. So, he took the toy out and slid in, and I just was like, kept telling him harder, harder. And finally he just like went crazy and fucked my ass so hard, so hard. And he was at it for a while, and I came and I came and I came. And I don't know if for you, if you have orgasms from anal, but mine are really super intense, and it's just from the anal fucking. I'm not one of those that has to play with my clit when I have anal to enjoy it or to come. So, it was just so good, and I'm so craving that experience again. But when I have it, and it's funny because when I was younger and I would watch porn and I would see girls get fucked like that, I'm like, how can they possibly like that? That cannot feel that good, the way that they're, you know, they're acting. Like, it feels so incredible. And I'm like, that's just fake. And then I became that girl that wants that, and it was just, fuck, I want it again so bad.
That's
so
your inner
bad.
Porn star.
Yeah. Oh.
Not so inner sometimes. But.
Not, yeah, definitely not so inner sometimes. All right, your turn.
Mine
was. Oh, by the way, just so you know, I may have, may not have slipped a toy inside, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't know anything about that. Shut up. I may have been doing things with stuff.
Things with stuff. Hmm.
Yeah, things with stuff. That's what we should have called this. Fucks with the pussy. Things with stuff.
There we go.
we just can't ever be too serious.
Well, no.
No, because then it loses all the fun.
Yeah.
My best anal was with my husband. He was not my husband at the time. We were fairly newly dating. And we were at a friend's house. We'd gone out and went back to her house to hang out and decided to crash there. And everybody had gone to bed, and we were on the pull-out couch in the living room. And we decided, you know, okay, shit's going to happen. And I was laying on my stomach, and he was, you know, kind of on top of me. And he was drunk, like drunk. I was not. He was drunk. And he thought he was in the right place, and he most definitely was not. Like, I wanted vaginal sex. And he was just slamming my ass. And like the first couple thrusts, I was like, stop! I mean, it was painful.
Oh,
you know, it's painful. And it was something we'd only ever done once before, and it hadn't been at all like that. And after like the first three or four thrusts, I was like, God, I'm really, really enjoying this. And it just, I don't know, it just, I've always had like kind of a, I don't want to call it a rape fantasy, but like a forced fantasy.
Right.
And it totally fed into that. Because I was begging him to stop, and he didn't. And then I ended up really, I liked it so much. And we've never been able to replicate that. Like, just never.
Yeah, because the minute that you try to make it happen.
Right.
You can't.
Right. And I think that's why it's my favorite, and that's why it's my best. Because it can't be replicated. It's been tried, and it doesn't happen. But, oh, God, he was pounding the shit out of me, and he was, like, he totally thought he was doing it right, which was kind of funny. It's funny in hindsight, but,
yeah.
And I don't think he even knew until the next day. I was like, do you realize you were fucking my ass last night? He was like, what? Yeah, you know, I would think, as a dude, I don't have a penis. Obviously, but if I were a dude, I think I'd be able to feel the difference, but maybe not.
Well, maybe if he was so drunk,
yeah.
That probably, I'm impressed that he was so drunk, and my ex could never fuck when he was super drunk. So.
Oh, my husband can.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So, but that
becomes like marathon man when he's been drinking. It's like, oh, I just want a quickie and to go to bed. Come on.
Yeah.
He doesn't drink often.
No. Nope. We had the whole whiskey dick scenario, so.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. So.
So we're at outdoor.
Yes. Yes,
we are. Which feeds into the question that you asked on our thread. You asked our listeners, readers, all that, what was their best outdoor sex experience? Was it outdoor? Or
no,
in a strange place.
Yeah. Most unusual or something like that.
Okay.
And then the follow-up was, where would you like to? Which was we got a roller coaster answer. I'm still trying to...
I know, and I was like, oh, that's just so unsafe.
I'm still trying to figure out the mechanics on that one. I'm thinking it's just going to have to be a hand job. And really, I mean, you're not going to get much...
a corkscrew and your arm shoots the wrong way?
Yeah. Well, not only that, but really, what are you going to get done in 60 seconds? So he's now sitting there going, I can't believe they talked about that.
I know. He's like, it's a fantasy. Damn it.
Let's see. So my best outdoor, and mine is sexual experience. It was this past Thanksgiving, and had a litster fly to meet me, and we actually had quite a few little outdoor things.
I think I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think you too. Yay. And we had some car stuff and just some different place stuff. But this was, we went on a walk, and I didn't talk about this last time, did I?
I don't think you did.
Okay, where I had the fishnet body stocking on.
Well, I know that because you've told me about it previously.
Okay. Well, I hope I haven't talked about it already. Suddenly it seemed very familiar.
Our listeners are awesome. They just want to hear you talk.
But
you could sit there and read the fucking dictionary, and if you added fuck or cunt every five words, they'd be all for it.
So
that's our next episode. Sorry.
We went for a walk, and we ended up in a church parking lot, where I got his finger in my ass, and another one in my pussy, where he just pounded me off to an orgasm. And then we walked a little bit further, and somebody asked me if we were making the church tour, because we went to another church parking lot.
I think I asked.
And there would have been another, but it was, you know, I don't know. Most people know how freaking cold this winter was. And it was, you know, me in a fishnet body stocking with no panties, no bra. I had a skirt on, and that was it.
Nobody likes a frozen vagina.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause the fishnet body stocking was pretty much shredded. So I was all wide open. And then, so we stopped, and they had this little, kind of like a little campfire circle with like benches around it. And so
they probably sang Kumbaya around there when people weren't fucking around.
Exactly. So I sat on the bench and like put my feet up on the bench. And so I was spread wide open, and he just got down and dove in and went to town, which felt really good. Cause of course his mouth was really warm.
Oh yeah.
So it was the combination of that really hot mouth on my really cold pussy and being outside and, you know, in the open and in the church property, and just felt so incredibly naughty. And he kept going and licking and fingering until I came again. And then we walked a little bit further, which would have been the playground at the school. And we thought about it, but then it was like really weird because my kids go to school there. And I said, no, no,
no, call.
No, can't do that. So, And, then we ended up, back at, we were dog sitting for my ex, and we ended up back at his place, and, may or may not have been naughty there too, but That was inside, so that's a story for another time.
May or may not is code for yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everybody knows that.
Pretty much. All right. So.
Mine was with a guy that I had met online, and we had talked for just a couple weeks, maybe, and decided we were going to meet at a bar near where he worked. And we actually met outside of where he worked. We had to go over to the bar and had some drinks and played some pool and had a really good time. And he had a pickup truck. And he was like, well, you know, we can't go back to your place because I was involved. And he was like, we can't go back to my place because he was involved. And he's like, I know a place where we can go.
Not even realizing.
We drove down the road to this public library. And there was this parking lot that kind of went along the side and into the back of the library, and it butted up to a subdivision. So there's like houses lining the back of the parking lot. And I was sitting on the tailgate of his truck, and I smoked at the time, and I was having a cigarette, and he just kind of, you know, sliding his hand up. I had shorts on and like this low cut cute little top. And I wore these ridiculous espadrilles that I hated. But it looked really cute with the outfit, and they totally came in handy later. But anyway, I was sitting there, and I'm smoking, and we're talking, and he's sliding his hand up my thigh, and he's, you know, got his fingers rubbing my clit, and my shorts are still on. They're still buttoned, everything. He's just got his hand up the leg of my shorts. And I'm really close to coming at this point. And we're still just talking, you know, and I'm like, you know, kind of breathing a little heavy, and I finished my cigarette, and I put my cigarette out, and he says, can I kiss you? And I was like, well, yeah, and he goes, well, I figured maybe I needed to ask, because I've had my finger in your pussy for like 5 minutes, and you kind of haven't really advanced towards me. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. So, you know, we kissed for a while, and he got me off, and I came like ridiculously. I think that's the hardest I've ever come with my pants on. And then he pulled me down off of the bed of the truck, and he had like the tailgate down, and took my shorts off, and my shorts are like down around my ankles, and my panties are down, and he bent me over the tailgate of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the espadrilles came in handy, because they had a hell of a wedge on them. And had I not been wearing those, I would have never been tall enough for this to happen. And he fucked me so hard from behind over the bed of that truck, over the tailgate of that truck.
Mm.
And the one thing that like vividly sticks in my mind was I was wearing this necklace. And every time he would thrust into me, my necklace would clang against the bed of the truck. And it was just like, oh my God, it was so fucking hot. And he was, you know, grabbing my hips and just, oh Lord, it was unbelievable. And we had a good amount of sex in that parking lot after that. But that first time, And I had bruises on my thighs for like 2 weeks from my thighs hitting against the tailgate of that truck every time he thrust into me.
Oh.
Yeah. Try explaining those. That was interesting. I'm like, I don't know what happened. Maybe I hit my leg on the bar. I don't know. Yeah. He was a hell of a fuck.
Very, very good. Very good.
So can I tell my angry fuck story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So this was another guy I met online, and I think we talked for 3 days and decided to meet.
I beat you.
Yeah, you totally beat me, Slut.
7 hours for the record.
Exactly. We had met a couple times, and we had, you know, fucked a couple times, and he had a rather large cock. It was, if I had to guess, I would say 9 inches. Not the thickest, but, you know, it's the longest cock I've ever had. And he was always pretty gentle with me, just because of the length. And, you know, there were a couple times that he had gotten a little, you know,
rambunctious.
Crazy, and I was like, ow, ow, you know, like, oh, God. Well, we had met at a hotel one night, and something happened, and I had to leave. Like, we hadn't even got to fuck yet, and I had to leave, and I came back. And when I came back, he was mad as hell at his friend over something. And I walked in, and I had on a denim skirt and knee-high black boots and this, like, black kind of half-sheer shirt. And he, you know, he was sitting on the bed, and he, like, patted the bed next to him, and I came and sat next to him. And he kissed me, and then he was like, get on your knees. So I went to get on my knees on the floor, and he was like, no, on the bed. And he put me on all fours, and he just pulled my skirt up, pulled my panties to the side, and he slammed into me so fucking hard. I mean, like, my head hit the headboard.
Ow.
It was just, and he had never been that aggressive with me because I was, you know, a little reserved about his size. And it was probably one of the quickest fucks of my life. It lasted maybe 3 minutes. But
it's okay, though.
Fuck, that was all I needed. Like, oh, Lord. And he came on my ass. I love him. And then he fucked my ass later, but that's just totally unrelated. But yeah, that's when I discovered I love angry sex.
Oh, yeah. It's really fucking awesome. So, mine was actually with my ex-husband, and, he was a pretty laid-back guy, and, you know, I had been asking for that rough, dominant, you know, just take me, and he would spank me when I asked, or he would put his hand around my neck when I asked, or he would pull my hair when I asked, but he never, you know, really did it, and then, we were in bed one night, and I think I was like trying to hint around that I wanted sex, and he was like, I'm tired. And I was like, you know, which I got turned down fairly regularly. And then I was just like, I don't know what I said, but whatever I said pissed him off. I don't know if I called him a name or if I insinuated that I would find it someplace else, or, you know, I don't remember exactly what I said. I just remember what happened after that, which was he grabbed my hair and he's like, you can be such a fucking bitch. And he just pulled me back and started kissing me hard. And I like I slapped at his chest and told him to knock it off.
Oh shit.
And you know, so it did, it played into that whole, I have the whole force sex thing too. And I was like, no. And he's like, no, you wanted this. You wanted this. You're going to get this. And
oh,
he's
fucking hot.
It was really fucking hot. And he's pinning my arms to the bed, and he was so hard. And, he's calling me a bitch and slut and, you know, talking to me like he never would ever talk to me. And then he just slammed into me and was fucking me so hard. And, then he like came down real close to my ear and he had my, his hands in my hair, and he's like, turn over, and slammed into me from behind and just started fucking harder and harder. And yeah, I was completely gone, and I was coming and yeah, it was really hard to tell this story as I could hear you.
Sorry. It was not hard to listen to at all.
I'm like, oh, do I want to finish telling the story or do I want to listen to her? Oh, fuck. But yeah, that was, and I was like, we got done, and we're both laying there just panting, and it went on for probably a good 15 minutes. And, I was like, that was fucking amazing. And, you know, he said he felt really empowered. But then, like, later he ended up feeling guilty about it. He said, I wasn't very respectful. I was really disrespectful. And I'm like, but I loved it. And he's like, I'm just not comfortable with that. So it was like, well, I wish I knew how to push that button more often. So.
I like that story.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, Eliza. I forgot that you
and this is when I get up and leave the fucking room.
No, I knew you were there, but I was so into that. And I was like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And then you talked, I was like, oh, she's still there. I said no one else's name.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
The only name I said was Eliza.
And I wasn't three fingers deep inside of you, so you get off, you get a pass.
I did get off.
Shut up. There was something I wanted to say in regards to your story, your that last story, and now I can't remember what it was. That tastes good. Oh, fuck. I swear, you give me better than fucking anybody else.
Hey, you know how we were going to make this one shorter?
We did. Oh, motherfucker. Now, what is that?
It's now 6 minutes longer.
Are you kidding me?
I told you. That was a lot of topics to cover.
But at least this time it's all about fucking and not just 20 minutes of giggling.
Oh, true, true.
You know what? You know what I forgot to mention?
Yeah, I knew you did. And I was like, I'm gonna get off without her saying it.
Aaron Rodgers. I almost said it when you were coming, and I was like, that's just mean. You don't do it.
Yeah, because I was trying to giggle.
She's giggling. I'm sitting here talking to you and waving my vibrator like it's, you know, proof of the point. What the fuck?
Oh.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
We do have great listeners because we have gotten so much positive feedback.
It's been awesome.
And we've gotten so many awesome, you know, suggestions as to future topics, and the way you guys have been, you know, in the thread answering the questions and all that, that's awesome. We love the back and forth play. It's wonderful. And I don't think either one of us really expected this to have quite the reception that it received. I know I didn't. I thought it would be well received. I didn't think it would be quite to this level.
Hey, like I said, we'd be sexy bitches.
Well, and remember when we first discussed this, it was all kind of as a joke.
Right.
Like, the first couple times me and AJ played together, she would joke about, we need to record this, we need to record this. And then when we made that first recording, we didn't have any intention of doing more.
No.
Until we got into it. And it was like, shit, this is a lot of fun.
No, as well, when we came up with Super Pussy, it was kind of like, well, we need to have a show now. We've got a name, we need a show. Yeah, so there was something else I was going to say in regards to what you just said. I was just going to say, we did submit the first one to Lit, so it will be on there. So when it does come out, we will post it, and hopefully you guys will, even though you've already listened to it, you will go vote and give us a little red H.
I want to joke and say give us two thumbs up.
There we go. Two thumbs up.
Maybe a couple other fingers. It's all good.
A thumb on the clit and two fingers in. I'm good. Yeah. And then we're going to do, I'm going to post the odds on my Lit account, and Eliza's going to post the evens on hers. So I'm the odd.
AJ's help, because I am techno slow. Like, I'm just not good.
You're challenged.
I am challenged in so many ways.
Oh, but
I'm really glad. Like, I'm super excited by the reception we've received. But this is just fun, and we have so much fun doing this.
We do. I definitely needed this. I needed the release. I needed the laughs, and
we needed something. Aaron Rodgers.
Absolutely.
And one of these days, there will, just to let our listeners know, there will always be a hidden Aaron Rodgers in our recordings.
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
And one of these days, we might explain it to you.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe not. I think, though, we are now over 50 minutes. Actually, we're heading on to 52 minutes, which makes this 10 minutes longer than the last one.
I think it's time to go.
I think it is. So, say goodnight, Eliza.
Goodnight, Eliza. Oh, goodnight.
Goodnight.